Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 222 in Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour show to torture you a bit. Bit of a mix this week, some 7 inches, a couple of requests and a couple of things just haven't heard in a while. So to kick things off, we're going to get the hair all teased up, and this was last Saturday night with a few drinks on me. So this was Bullet Boys with Hard as a Rock from their debut from 1989.
She likes you real hot, she likes you.
slipping in there just behind the Bullet Boys was Rat with Shame, Shame, Shame from the Detonator album from 1990. Admittedly, an album I've never really listened to that much, but I stuck it on last Saturday night and I really enjoyed it. I think it's well up there with their good ones. The one that wasn't so good was the, can't think of the one. It was the one after Invasion of Your Privacy. Wasn't exactly great, but generally good albums, good band to check out. So under a couple of requests here for Christopher Osborne. First up is Cancer with Gruesome Task from the Death Shall Rise EP from 1991. Funnily enough, that was on Final Solution. I was just looking at an old Hard-Ons LP the other night and there was a distro list inside it and the list of 7-inches, Black Flag, all these 7-inches for like £2 each. And then I just went and Discogs just out and nosing to see what they're worth now. It's absolutely insane, the price, because there's some really good records on there. Wish we could afford it at the time. Enough blethering, this is Gruesome Tasks.
Yeah.
Following Cancer, that was a new one to me, a band called Dead Chasm, with a track called Slumber, which is by a band called Nirvana 2002, seemingly a Swedish death metal band. Never heard of them, but good track, enjoyed that. Be checking out more. That was an EP released in 2022. So slowing it right down again and back into party time, weekend sort of music. Aerosmith, been listening to a wee bit of them lately, and this is a track called Shut Up and Dance from Get a Grip from 1993. There's a lot of this album, it's actually really good. I hadn't listened to it a long time. You know, the singles, the hits, you get bored of them, but listening to the whole thing in one go was quite enjoyable. But Shut Up and Dance, of course, was one of the tracks on the Wayne's World movie. I think it was the second one where they tried to put on the gig, Build It and They Will Come, etc. But anyway, this is Shut Up and Dance.
Yeah.
keeping it all things hard rock there. It was ZZ Top with Bang Bang from the Rhythmine album from 1996. Not an album I know an awful lot about. It was a really weird sound. It was a really sort of gritty sound. The guitar sound, like that sort of buzz off. It was a good sound. I like that track. So on to something reasonably new. Riot 5, Before This Time, and from the Mean Streets album from 2024. I can't keep up with this band, Riot. There's so many. Is there more than one version, or is this one version and one version dies and next one moves on? I don't know. But anyway, this is Before This Time.
Before this time.
following right, that was Mausoleum Gate with Metal and the Might. It's a 7-inch. It was released 2016. Band from Finland. Bought from the Pariah Child. Much missed. Keep poking him every so often to see if he will spark up the distro again, because record collection is suffering because of it. So only a couple of old thrash classics that have been bouncing about last weekend too. Annihilator with Road to Ruin from the Never Neverland from 1990. And Coburn Farr, the vocalist in that album, he died in the last couple of years as well. And Randy Rampage from the first album, he's dead. Not much luck, these Annihilator singers. But anyway, this is a Road to Ruin. We'll be right back. and then heading over to Australia there. That was Mortal Sin with Blood, Death, Hatred from the Mayhemic Destruction album from 87. This was actually played in the Friday Rock Show the same weekend as the first tracks were played from the Garage Days EP Revisited in 87. And Def Leppard's Animal were all played in the, like, as exclusive that night. And they played in Mortal Sin first. I thought it was Metallica first. If you listen back, the Hetfieldism is ridiculous. Only probably Rick couldn't play quite as tidily as that. But anyway, on to a couple of hardcore things. From Ashes Rise, band I hadn't listened to in a while, came across one of their CDs there last week, and this is a track called Bloodlust from the Nightmares album from 2003.
I'm not afraid.
And keeping the same vein there, that was Trap Them with Revival Spines from the Crown Feral album from 2016. Great bands, short albums, you know, they don't need to be any longer because, you know, they lose impact the longer they become. That's what I find with too many like death metal albums these days. You don't need any 50 minutes of death metal, 30 minutes, 35 minutes, in and out. Keep the impact there. Right, on to a little bit of black metal from Windeyr, who the main guy, Valfar, he sadly died in a blizzard on the way to a family cabin in Norway. And they released 4 albums in 10 years. And this is from the album Artnor. And this is a track called Artnor, a Warrior. This is from 99. Following Wind Deer, that was Catatonia within Silence Enshrined from the Dance of December Souls in 1993. And I see just last week Anders Nystrom has left Catatonia, who's one of the founder members. And in the press it was all, oh yeah, we're still dead good mates, this is grand. But then one of them's now come out and goes, not really, I want them to change the name of the band, etc, etc. Now the band have changed so much since that early era, but one of them interesting bands that have went from that really doomy death to something a lot more accessible. It's I like bands like that. You've got that whole journey through their career. I suppose it's 30 odd years ago. But anyway, thanks very much again for listening, and we're going to end this week on a long one. Atlantean Codex. I don't play them enough, and this is a track from The White Goddess from 2013. Epic heavy metal to the nth degree. This is Enshrined in Clouds and Fire. So until next time, look after yourselves and buy some records.
story as rose clouds of ash descend. Fortress sailed over, falling, none left to defend. Enthroned clouds and fire, ancient harbinger of the
wird kommen, im Westen Adler. Das Feuer des Alls vernichtet wird vom Himmel fallen. Das große Stern wird in das Land kommen. Ein Himmelszeichen wird sein Ziel sein. Denn da strenger Herr wird kommen. Komm allein, sie hauen uns nicht auf. Es wird aber nicht lang dauern und dann kommt das große Oralland. So viel Feuer, so viel Eis und alle Menschen. Alles wird dann übernommen sein. Es wird nichts helfen, wenn auch die Leute wieder fromm werden und den Herrgott wieder hervorführen. Dann kommt der Krieg zum Tor. Dann wird der letzte Krieg. Der letzte Krieg wird der Bankroller sein. Wenn der Sommer und Winter im Wasser kommen, dann ist immer Leid angelangt. Alles hat ein Ende. Auch diese Welt. Alles hat ein Ende. Auch diese Welt.